organization is dedicated to biodiversity education throughout our classroom in Bulgaria. Directly to the point, Bulgaria, you see now, is a not large country located in the northern part, southern part of the Europe, with total area of 111,000 square kilometers. This is Bulgaria, and this is a region where I live and work. Small region located in the mountain, the heart of the Rhodopes mountain, the largest mountain in the Bulgaria, with total area of 1,880,000 square kilometers. Yeah, okay. Okay. Regardless of this non-large area, Bulgaria possesses significant biodiversity. Bryophytes, seedless vascular plants and fungi, more than 6,500 species, flowering plant almost 3,700 species, invertebrates over 27,000 species, fishes 207 species, amphibians 60 species, reptiles 36 species, birds 383 species, as mammal 94 species, and it makes Bulgaria the second country in the Europe according to its richness of biodiversity. With two next slides, I'd like to give a very brief description about tradition for outdoor biodiversity education in the past. Biodiversity education for students through the outdoor classroom has comparatively good traditions in Bulgaria. In the past, before democratic changes, we have so-called stations of young biologists, which support very close relationship with academic bodies to provide quality outdoor education. They possess qualified staff and taught premises with small laboratories, libraries, vans, etc. For instance, in our town, then in this center, worked 5 specialists, 2 biologists and 3 biologists and 2 agronomists. But after political changes in Bulgaria, the money finished, and these centers little by little, unfortunately, disappeared. So this was the situation in the past. Central station of young biologists in Sofia, regional station of young biologists in 28 regions of Bulgaria. And they gave a very strong support to the clubs in the schools. But as I told you, these schemes doesn't exist. It's true that these regional centers didn't provide accommodation for the students. But they organized a summer camp, collection of plants and animals, organization of different expedition and so on and so on and so on. What's the situation in nowadays? Biodiversity education through outdoor classroom Bulgaria nowadays is achieved in 3 different ways. The first one is some clubs whose main purpose is enhancement of biodiversity knowledge. The second one is so-called United Children Complex. This is United Children Complex, a structure with state funding which provide for students different activities for their leisure time. And on the third place, with the help of environmental NGO working in the field of biodiversity research and protection. So this chart gives general notion about organization of biodiversity outdoor activity in Bulgaria, and I taught you in clubs in some schools, in clubs in the United Children Complex, and organized by nationally or locally represented environment NGO. The best achievement reached in this class, like a project, like a preparing of collection, are shown of 2 national competition: the school desired territory or national competition, natural science and ecology. very short description for this three way for biodiversity education. In many Bulgarian schools, a lot of clubs exist, offering quite variety of outdoor activities. And some slides, I'll very briefly through them. You see, expedition, excursion, field work, ornithological research, bird identification, bird ringing, field work, and so on and so on. A typical activities in these clubs out of the school curriculum, official school curriculum. Another possibility, this is existing clubs in United Children Complex, which outside the school. A large part of outdoor activities is aimed to obtain biodiversity knowledge and creation of environmental thinking. A lot of clubs such as ecology, friends of nature, ornithology, etc. exist and work actively in the so-called United Children Complex. Supporting educational institution providing quite a range of activities for students' spare time. Many group of students work together with a specialist of our national park and reserve, and also with the specialist of our regional inspectorate of Ministry of Environment and Water, which institution possess very good premises in Smolen, new modern building with all facilities necessary for quality education. And on the next few slides, you will see some role plays with children in reserve Soskovchto, very interesting reserve, 6 kilometers from the town. The third possibility, this is outdoor classroom provided by NGO during last decade, a fruitful interaction between some Bulgarian schools and non-government organization was established. A lot of guides, photo guides and another material, leaflet, booklets, books were distributed among the school to provide a good possibility for education. In 2007, Bulgarian Foundation Biodiversity organized school and regional competition protection of biodiversity. Over 250 students from 16 schools in Smolen region participated in the school competition, and 35 of them were selected for participation in the regional competition. And you'll see some slides from this competition. Theoretical test, identification of protected plant species. You can see very interesting Orchidea cypripedium calceolum, Frog Hill arborea, Vipera berus, Gibbs fulvus, and so on and so on. Waiting for the results, announcement of the results, and of course rewarding the participants. This is students from different schools together with their biology teachers. And finally, national competition for the project. The most successful of the projects, some of them in the sphere of biodiversity research, are presented to the regional and national level of the competition, the school a desired territory, or the national competition of projects in natural science and ecology. You can see here arrangement of the poster and exhibits, but I'd like to clarify that this national competition is not only for the project in the sphere of biodiversity and for the project in natural science, ecology, botany, zoology, sustainable development, astronomy, astronomy, physics, all natural science, chemistry, water pollution, and so on, and so on. One of the posters of this session, and I think that's all.